أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا ذكر الله وحده اشمأزت قلوب الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة وإذا ذكر الذين من دونه إذا هم يستبشرون قل اللهم فاطر السماوات والأرض عالم الغيب والشهادة أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون Sadaqallahul Azim. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His total control of life, that life is in the total hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and those that worship gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they look for intercessors, but it is obvious that only that person or that thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants permission to intercede in His courts will be able to intercede. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first speak again about the conditions of the disbelievers. And Allah says, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being mentioned alone, in other words, Allah the one whose name is taken, when they are invited towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being discussed, and the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is being discussed most especially is about Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ishma'azzat qulubul ladina la yu'minuna bil akhirah. Those people who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or for that matter who do not believe in the hereafter, then their hearts are filled with disgust. They cannot tolerate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being discussed. They cannot tolerate the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala being taken. They cannot tolerate anyone that speaks about the oneness and the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this point, we just need to look at the other side of the coin. And the other side of the coin is that we ourselves need to ask ourselves the question, how much do we speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much do we speak about the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much do we speak about the beautiful qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It stands to reason that the more we speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greater our yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be embedded in our hearts, the greater and the more we will remember Allah Rabbul Izzat. And of course, the quality of our iman will improve and the quality of our iman will increase. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ And when anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being discussed, most especially when their gods are being discussed, and in our terms, when the things of this world are being discussed, then إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ Then they become happy, they are glad, and they seek happiness from that. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually shows us a very, very important sickness that they have, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the cure that Allah has given us, that we need to speak about Tawheed, and we need to speak about the oneness of Allah and the beautiful qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you need to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you need to seek from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and a very beautiful dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul, say O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma fatir as-samawati wal-ard, O Allah, who is the fatir, who is the originator of the skies and the earth. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this earth, there was no substance, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created without substance. There was no previous plan, or there was no previous model of this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created without any model. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created without any substance. Allah ta'ala created without any material. And that is Fatir, that is the originator of the skies and the earth. Alim al-ghaybi wa shahada. And that Allah who is the alim al-ghayb, who has knowledge of the unseen. Now when we speak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having knowledge of the unseen, there is nothing that is unseen to Allah. There is nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot see. Everything is shahada. Everything is seen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we have ayats like this with regards to the ghaib, then it is ghaib as far as we are concerned, as far as human beings are concerned, that we do not have knowledge of the unseen, nor can we see the unseen. That is all in the full shahada and in the full knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alim al-ghaybi wa shahada, the one that is knowledgeable about the unseen and the seen. Anta tahkumu bayna ibadik. O Allah, you are that being that will make the decision, that will judge between your servants. And what would the judgment be? Fima kanu fihi ikhtalifun, in those matters in which they had ikhtilaf, in those matters in which they had deferred, in those matters in which they had differences. Now the matters in which man has difference basically is the matter of tawheed that it begins with, the matters of akhirat, that they do not believe in the hereafter, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge in these matters on the day of qiyamah. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked our mother, Hazrat Siddiqa Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, about which dua did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begin his day when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get up at the time of tahajjud. So Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha replied, and she said Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua, Allahumma Rabba Jibreel wa Mikail wa Israfil. O Allah, who is the Rabb of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, who is the Rabb of Hazrat Mikail alayhi salatu wa sallam, who is the Rabb of Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wa sallam. And then, like the ayat, Fatir as-samawati wal-ard, alim al-ghaybi wal-shahada, that O Allah, you are the Fatir, you are the originator of the skies, and you are the originator of the earth, and you are most knowledgeable about the unseen and the seen. Anta tahkumu bayna ibadika fima kanu fihi yakhtalifun. And then you, O Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, you will judge between people in the matters in which they had deferred. Ihdini limakhtulifa fihi min al-haqqi bi-idhnik. Then the dua that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, O Allah, guide me in those matters in which they have ikhtilaf, they have these differences, by your command, by your permission. In other words, let us always be on the right side of the argument between iman and kufr. Let it never happen that we are on the side of kufr wa na'udhu billah. Let it never happen that wa na'udhu billah we are on the side of nifaq and hypocrisy. But we always be on the side of iman, and we always be in the side of yaqeen. Insofar as our aqidah is concerned, insofar as our amal are concerned, innaka tahdi man tasha'u ila siratin mustaqim. O Allah, certainly you guide whomsoever you desire on the siratin mustaqim. As Sa'id ibn Jubayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was from among the tabi'een, one of the accredited students of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said that I know of an ayah of the Quran Kareem, a dua which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught. If anybody uses these words and then makes dua to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most certainly grant the dua of that person. And then he read this ayah, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ عَالِمَ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ أَنْتَ تَحْكُمُ بَيْنَ عِبَادِكَ فِي مَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. And if you look very deeply in the Quran, we will find the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, also made this dua, فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. O Allah, you are the originator of the skies and the earth, and hence we should also try, when we make dua also, learn at least one part or two parts of this dua, Allahumma fatir as-samawati wal-ard, alim al-ghaybi wal-shahada, and then we make dua to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond and answer that dua. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.